This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Tim Cavan, private land conservationist for Mississippi, New Madrid, and Penobscot counties. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are several benefits through putting a field border in. Once it reduces your cost on the production of the cotton on your low production ground, and it also increases wildlife habitat. And the third thing that happens is it increases your beneficial insect population. And there are studies going on right now of what insects are being benefited through this production of through the grasses and stuff. But right now, it's low research, but it does help.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Coming into the office and say, you know, I want this quail program or not. And it's a different, it's kind of hard to start somewhere there, but one thing we have going on right now is the Sand Prairie grassland restoration, and those folks around the old Malden-Sykeston Ridge, this real sandy, low production ground, there's an awesome opportunity right now to sign up probably until next May through the CRP program, and it pays about $100 an acre to take that ground out of production and, you know, put in some native grasses and wildflowers, a little bit of shrubby cover, but the biggest thing is the sand production. It's real hard to get anything to grow on the sand, and this program has not taken off like we expected it to, but it's still open, and we're still taking applications up until probably February or March. So if you got any questions on the CP38, that's what it's called, Sand Prairie Grassland, give me a call at the office in New Madrid or call your local FSA office.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If you got a question, don't hesitate and call as soon as you can, because we're only allotted about 6,000 acres, and there are some other practices that are looking into taking those acres away.